time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
3 days after sending a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un canceling the planned summit, Donald Trump says it's happening as planned. Nothing has changed.
I just want to mention we're doing very well in terms of the summit with North Korea. Looks like it's going along very well. There are meetings going on as we speak. And I think there's a lot of goodwill. I think people want to see if we can get the meeting and get something done. If we got that done and if we can be successful in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, it would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for South Korea. It'd be great for Japan and great for the world, great for the United States, great for China. A lot of people are working on it. It's moving along very nicely. So we're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed. And it's moving along pretty well. So we'll see what happens. Okay?
CNN reports that North Korea's top nuclear negotiator is headed here for meetings regarding the summit.
Several media outlets, Bloomberg, a South Korean media outlet, Yonhap, and there's also a Japanese media outlet that is reporting that Kim Yong-chol, who is often called Kim Jong-un's right-hand man, the top nuclear negotiator in North Korea, that he is on his way to New York right now to meet with U.S. officials ahead of this summit. We saw video from the Associated Press of Kim Yong-chol in the Beijing airport, which would make sense because when you're a North Korean diplomat, generally speaking, you do transit through Beijing before heading elsewhere for talks. Now, we should note CNN has not independently verified this information, but if this is true, according to multiple media outlets, then that would suggest that things we've heard about higher-level meetings between high-level U.S. officials, high-level North Korean officials, on the U.S. side, perhaps Secretary of State Mike Pompeo being involved, that those meetings would take place before this summit happens. So we're going to wait and see how that develops in the U.S. today. Furthermore, there's other things going on in this side of the world. A North Korean official was spotted in the Singapore airport, where he will then go and meet with American diplomats that are already in Singapore, part of that advanced logistics team figuring out how all of this will go down, location and otherwise, in Singapore. And finally, there are American delegates here in Seoul that yesterday met with North Korean delegations at the DMZ, trying to work out an agenda for this summit that could take place in as little as 2 weeks. They didn't meet today. They're probably going to meet again tomorrow. But this gives you an idea of the massive amount of diplomatic activity at the working level and at the senior level, apparently now, trying to make this summit a reality, even perhaps on June 12th.
Congress is out this week for their Memorial Day recess, and Trump heads to Nashville for a fundraiser and rally for Representative Marsha Blackburn, who's in a close race against Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen to replace retiring Senator Bob Corker. Donald Trump late Friday appeared to confirm that his administration reached a deal to put Chinese telecommunications company ZTE back in business. Interesting timing, as Ivanka Trump just got some new Chinese trademarks approved. From MSNBC.
The details with Ivanka Trump's big businesses, in addition to being one of the president's top White House advisors. She was awarded 7 new trademarks by China this month on everything from books to housewares to cushions. The trademarks came around the same time President Trump vowed to find a way to prevent Chinese telecommunications ZTE from going bust. The Washington Post reports that 6 days before the announcement, China approved 5 of Ivanka Trump's trademarks. And then on May 21st, the country awarded her 2 more. Ivanka Trump has now 34 trademarks in China that would allow her to build her brand in the world's second largest economy.
Despite reports that the Department of Health and Human Services lost track of almost 1,500 children who came to the U.S. unaccompanied and were placed with sponsors, Deputy HHS Secretary Eric Hargan says they're not lost, claiming that the sponsors, quote, simply did not respond or could not be reached when the department's Office of Refugee Resettlement attempted to call them. Donald Trump and high-level administration officials have been defending the policy of separating immigrant children from their parents as part of tougher border enforcement measures initiated in recent weeks. And then there were 44. Congressman Tom Garrett, Republican from Virginia, announced he wouldn't seek re-election, making him the 44th Republican member of Congress to do so.
I am a good man, and I'm an alcoholic. This is the hardest statement that I have ever publicly made, by far. It's also the truth. With this in mind, not for fear of losing or for lack of love for our great nation, today I am announcing that I will not seek re-election.
Tuesday is the day that Starbucks is closing more than 8,000 stores to provide anti-bias training for its employees after two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia store last month. Rudy Giuliani went to Yankee Stadium on Monday, which happened to be his birthday. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, so that means I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.